on Simen Samach Tes. I think we were up to the Ramah. Let us start from the Ramah. Hagah, that's on 206 Amud Beis. Page 206. Hagah, Umi Shaiva Lifnei HaTeva. That means we had Peiris Al Shema, which means if a person didn't hear Baruch Hu, so someone says Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and if he didn't hear Kedusha, so we say the first three brachas and Kedusha in the middle. Umi sha'iva lifnei ha'teva. So if a person is davening now to be moitzi, or for himself or for others, they should hear a Kedusha. Umi sha'iva lifnei ha'teva. Ba'omar sholesh ha'brachis arishaynes. And he says the first three brachas, Magen Avraham, Machayim Mesim, Akel HaKadosh, and in the middle he says Kedusha. Now this was said to hear Kedusha. So we had said by Peiris Al Shema, the person says a Bochu, so then one is not Mechuyiv to say all the birchas krishma because of the bochu. You say kaddish in bochu. According to the machaba, you say yoitza hamoiris. According to the ramah, you don't even start the bracha of yoitza reir. You just say kaddish in bochu. But by shemayna esrei, you start davening shemayna esrei for kedusha. But the minute you're davening Shemayna Esrei, there's no such thing to say a partial Shemayna Esrei. No yashlim kol hatfilin. So if a person was saying loud the first three brachas, ahichi kedusha, that means he wants to hear Kaddish, or he's saying it for others. So yashlim kol hatfilin. So he has to finish davening quietly the rest of the Shemayna Esrei. V'lo yapsik, and he shouldn't stop after Hakel HaKodesh, af al pi shekvar hispalo. That means we're speaking about, let's say there was someone who didn't hear a Kedusha. So a person who davened already and heard Kedusha can say for him the three brachas out loud, Magen Avraham, Mechayim Meshim, and Hakel HaKodesh with Kedusha. So even though the person who is saying it does not need the Shemayna Esrei for himself anymore, and because he davened already, and that person who he's saying Kedusha for heard the Kedusha, Afal Pikein, since he started Shemayna Esrei, he's Mechuyiv to end the Shemayna Esrei. When you start Shemayna Esrei, you have to finish it. Aval Acherim, the others who just want to be Yaitza with the Kedusha, Yechaylim Lahamsik Achakach. So they can go and leave already. That means, so in this Oiva Lifnei HaTeve, that someone is saying aloud Shemayna Esrei. He's saying aloud Shemayna Esrei for, to be Maitzi someone with Kedusha, didn't hear Kedusha. So the one that says the loud Shemayna Esrei, he has to finish the whole Shemayna Esrei. That means after Kel HaKodesh, he finishes it quietly. But the others, the who are mashlum, the minion, to hear the Kedusha, as soon as he says Kel HaKodesh, they can leave. They don't have to listen to the rest of the Shemayna Esrei. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yechaylin lahafsik. They can go away. But the one who said Shemayna Esrei, he has to complete the Shemayna Esrei. And the Bir Halacha says, "Nigali the Ratzalay mebelachash." Now the one that said it out loud, Shemayna Esrei should not be said out loud. But the one that said it out loud, he said the first three brachas out loud in order to, that they could be, say, Kedusha. So that he said out loud. And afterwards, he finishes the Shemayna Esrei quietly, and the others can leave. That's the din If people did not hear Kedushin, they want to hear it now. Now, the Mechaber is going to say a very interesting halacha, but let us say the halacha first, then we'll see in the Mechaber. The Mechaber is going to say something very interesting. A person comes into shul, and he came late, he came very late, and so he wants the Kaddish and Bochu, he wants Kaddish and Bochu, and he wants to hear Kedusha, and the people who are here, now there's a minion here, but the people who are here, they're leaving in 5 minutes. Now, he is a big problem, so the only way he could accomplish what he wants to accomplish would be in a very modern way. It would be like this. Right? He says, listen, I want to hear Bochum Kedusha. If you can do it in 5 minutes, it's good. If not, forget about it. No, see, it's 5 minutes. So we're going to learn now. See, know what he does? He does something very modern. So he goes and he says Kaddish and Bochum. Fine. Then he goes and says, he starts Shemayne Esrei. And he says, loud Shemayne Esrei to Kedusha. He says, Kedusha. And then everyone left already. Then he finishes Shemayne Esrei. So now, but that's what he did. So, no, there was a minion there. When he came into the shul, there was a minion there. And he told them they're leaving. They told them, you have 5 minutes. If you can, I want to hear a Bocha, I want to hear a Kedusha. They said, we're staying here for 5 minutes. If you can do it in 5 minutes, it's good. So he's going to dab. Yeah, so yeah, he's saying it loud. Yeah, so he's going to say now. That's what we learned before, that if a person didn't hear Kedusha, he could say he could say Shemayin Escha out loud till Akel HaKodesh, and he says a Kedusha, and then later the rest he says quietly. What? After he finishes Akel HaKodesh, they leave already. Now we'll see this whole Biralah. What does he do now? He patched up everything, but he had a book. What? He didn't do it. That's right. He missed the Smichas Gula Latvila. That's right. You're 100% right. So we'll speak about that. But now this is what the Ramah is speaking about. And now let us just see, and the Ramah will explain. V'choshkein. So before we said, if a person who davened already, let's speak about a different scenario. We have someone comes in, the same scenario, let's say someone comes in, they didn't hear Kedusha, didn't hear Bochu, didn't hear Kaddish. So now someone can say for him, Kedusha, he davened already. He can say out loud. That's what we learned till now. So he can say out loud, Shemayne Esrei, will say to Akela Kodesh, and that he says out loud for that person, even though he davened already, but he can say for him Kedushin, he'll finish the Shemayne Esrei quietly. So that is a person who davened already. Now the Ramos can say a person who as yet did not daven, that's our scenario now, he did not daven, so he says, he's here to end the Shemayne Esrei. So if he does this, now afterwards he'll have to say Krishma in Yatsav Nochem, Vla Yismach Gula Letvila, and will come out, he did not say Gol Yisrael, but Al Kaponim, Ichab Tarayim, Bochu, and a Kedusha. Now let us see the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotn Yud Gimel. So the Mishnah Brura says as follows, Sheyashlam Tvilo, Sirot Salayman. If he didn't daven at all, the choshken, the layafsik possessor, zichet is not permitted to stop after a kel hakodesh, mikivin shahatvila tzricha loy, he needs the shemayin esrei for himself, bishvil atzmoy, lotzeis bezo yedei tvila. So he zichet tavens the whole shemayin esrei. Afal pisha yedei ze, now because of doing this, יצטרך אחר כך לקרוא רק קרישמה ולא יסמך גולה לתפילה. Afterwards, he will say קרישמה and the ביחס קרישמה, and he won't be saying גולה לתפילה. But that's fafalim. Al kaponim, that's the price he's paying in order to chaparayim akdusha. Ulefize. Now he says this tzir exactly. Adam shenisacher lovei lebeis haknesses, a person who came late. V'lei shama bochu u'kedusha. He didn't hear bochu, and he didn't hear kedusha. V'choishish, and he's afraid, shema lo yia acher kach minyan bebeis haknesses, shegiyu l'tzul. He wants to hear kedusha. He came late, and he's going to start davening straight. There won't be a minyan when he's up to shmei nesrei. So according to this Rambam, Mutar Lifrois, so he is going to go, the people are still here for the next 5 minutes. So he's going to say Kaddish in Bolchu, the Lava Lifnei Teve, and then he's going to go after the Bolchu, he's going to Daven Shmei Nesrei, this Paulu Kola Yudchas Brochas, Kedei Shi Yuchal Loima Kedusha, he should say Kedusha. And afterwards, now everyone left already, now he has to start davening, Yikra Krishma or Birchaisel, then he'll learn Krishma and the Birchas Krishma, V'lo Yispalo. But he shouldn't daven anymore. He davened already, so he davened first, and there's a very interesting Bira Lochet. Ibiraloche Klesa Shaila. The Biraloche Klesa Shaila in this case he said Kaddish Bolchu. And he said Kaddish and Abolchu. Just 1 second. Rak Bosh, yeah. But he clears such a shaila. Let's forget about the Shemini Esrei. There's another shaila. He clears, a person said Kaddish and Bolchu, and they left, finished. They left after his Bolchu. Now, what should he do now? He has two alternatives. Alternative number one is that he'll start Birchas Krishma and he'll have a Mehudadik Birchas Krishma because his Birchas Krishma started with a Bolchu. That's one way to look at it. And he'll lose Psukei Dezimra. Or he has a second alternative. He won't have a Mehudadik Birchas Krishma, but he'll start now from Psukei Dezimra. Because if he says now Birchas Krishma, he'll lose Psukei Dezimra. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Biraloche, it would be preferable, he said Kaddish and Bolchu, and then everyone left. So he should go back and say Psukei Dezimra. Ichapta Bolchu. Now he should go back properly and say Psukei Dezimra. But Al Koponim, let us go back to the Ramah. The Ramah holds that it is kedai to say kedusha, to say kaddish bolchu, and then to say shemayne esrei, even though he's losing out smichas gula l'tfila. That's what the Ramah says.
There's a formula that has become
That's right. Oh, so that we learned by Tfilah B'Tzibo.
Yes.
That means, but here we're talking about Bochu. Here we're talking about Bochu. Here we're talking about Kedusha. That means like this. We learned if Lemaise, a person comes late, and they're up to Shemen Esrei. So he has an alternative. Either he'll daven Shemen Esrei with the Tzibur, but he doesn't have Smichas Gula L'Tzibur. So Smichas Gula L'Tzibur is more important than Tzibur B'Tzibur. So Memeilu, so we say, you don't daven Tzibur B'Tzibur. Here, we're talking about Kedusha. That means here he has an opportunity, he doesn't have Tzibur B'Tzibur, but here he can chaparein the Kedusha. And we want him smichas gula l'tvila. So the Rambam says it's better to have a kedusha, even though you're losing out smichas gula l'tvila. And the Magen Avraham is going to disagree with this. The Magen Avraham is going to say, that it's not kedai to lose smichas gula l'tvila before kedusha. You see, the Magen Avraham is chaylik on the Rambam. That's we have this right now. Aval Morgan Avram Kos Abdulchatchila Einochin Lasis Kane Lavato Mitzvah Smiches Gula Latvila Mishum Kedusha Ela Yispalo Keseda Ishadavan Vyismech Gula Latvila. You shouldn't do this for Kedusha. Vimia Ozasora Bevesaknes Hashem Kedusha. Then we'll say Kedusha and Vayim Bibir Aloch. Yeah. Now, let us go further. Let's go further in the Gemara. V'hosa lahavsik bedvorim eilu ben gula l'tvila oy bekrishma ubir chayseo. Now, we're talking about peiris al shema. Now, like this, the din is, we see something very interesting. This, if a person missed borchu, So we were learning, he came late, and there's a minion, he can say Kaddish Baruchu, or someone can say for him. But let us speak about a different halacha. That means the Chazan said Kaddish Baruchu. Right? Now someone comes into shul, now they're in the middle of Birchas Krishma. So this person comes over to Chazan, say Baruchu for me now. Say a bochu for me. So you can't. He's in the middle of Birchas Krishma. It can't be mafsik for you to say a bochu for you. He's up to Gaul Yisrael. You finish Birchas Krishma. Say a bochu for me. He says, no, I can't say bochu. There's a din of Michas Gula L'Tzula. So this halacha applies by a chazan. That means a chazan is in the middle of davening, and someone is coming into shul now and wants to hear a bochu from the chazan. So the chazan cannot say bochu in the middle of Birchas Krishma, in the middle of Krishma, and he cannot say bochu between Gol, Yisrael, and Shemay Nesrei. The chazan can't do this now. Now let's just see what the Gemara says. V'osa lahamsik bedvorim eilu, that means to say a bochu, the chazan cannot be mafsik, Ben Gula L'Tvila, that means the Chazan said Gol Yisrael, now this person wants him to say Bochu for him, he can't be Mamsik Ben Gula L'Tvila, Oy B'Krishma B'Chayseo. L'Chayim, therefore, also L'Shliach Tzibol, that means that there's someone that's davening for the Omid, L'Havsik, that to be Mamsik for him, Ben Krishma L'Tvila, Oy B'Krishma B'Chayseo. So by Melus, now we're talking about the Chazan. The Chazan said once, Bochu, this person came late, so I cannot be obliging to this person and say now a Bochu, because I'm in the middle of Krishmo, a Birchas Krishmo, or I'm right before Shemin Esra. K'day Lifreis al Shema Loisen Aboim L'Beis HaKnesses, La'achash Yispar Kol Kaddish Bochu. Fine, you can't do it. So far, so good. Avol bebirchas arvis shehi rishus yochel ahamsik lahoitzi acherim yidei chelosa. Now he's saying like this. By Mayrev, after Hashkiveinu, he said, Shema Amo Yisrael Lohat, And now we say Baruch Hashem Loilam Amen V'Amen. So now the Geula is the end of Hashkiveinu. That's the Geula of Meirev. Micha Mecha Goyisol Hashkiveinu Shem Ha'ama Yisrael. That's the Geula. We are not Masmich Geula L'Tvila because we say Baruch Hashem Loilam Amen V'Amen. So by Meirev we are not Masmich Geula L'Tvila. Zokter Remo by Meirev. If a person came late, so the chazan can say na bochu for him. The chazan can say bochu for Baruch Hashem Shem Am Yisroel Lord. And now, well, we went before Baruch Hashem Leilam Amei V'Amein. He sees someone that came late. Bochu Hashem Avoyach, Baruch Hashem Avoyach Leilam Bot. That's what the Rambam says. The chazan can say for him bochu, because at the present time there's no smichet migula l'tvila, because you can say Baruch Hashem Leilam Amei V'Amein. I finished birchas krishme, because I said Shem Ami Yisrael Lord. So therefore, afterwards, the chazan can say bochu for him. That's what the Rambam says. Aber bebiches alvish urishus yoche lahavsik loitze cheirem yedei chevosam in tesei bochu. Let us just see the Mishnah Berura. Now, vehischil. Now this is also a very interesting halach. The Gemara is saying, the chazan said bochu, then he started saying bochu at Hashem yaitzarir, And someone comes in, so I'm sorry, the chazan cannot say for this person bochu a second time because the chazan is in the middle of birchas krishma, or it's bring gula mitvila. Zok the Mishnah Berura. What happens if the chazan said bochu Hashem avoyich, bochu Hashem avoyich leil nabod, and before he starts birchas krishma, someone runs in? So the din is that the chazan can say, no, he didn't start Birchas Krishma yet. So he can say again, Baruch Hashem Avoyach, and say Baruch Hashem Avoyach Leil Avod. A very interesting din. It's not a hefsek, because he didn't start the Birchas Krishma yet. Since he didn't start the Birchas Krishma, so he said Baruch once, now for this person can say again. He'll say again, Baruch.
Yeah.
I don't know
what... When I'm out of Lucas, because I saw a rabbi from the same venue here, he goes to he needs to hear three times in church. At least 3 million times. He wants to hear Baruch Hu 10 times. Well, see Baruch Hu, again Baruch Hu. So what is Baruch Hu's home? Where how should he say?
Offhand, it's a very harsh bizarre.
Hear it.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
That's it. What? He says, Boga, he missed it. So he says, Boga, that's right, okay. So now... Yeah, that's a different meaning. That's a Pierizal. I think that's a Pierizal. That's another cheshbon. But in the Shulchan Aruch we don't have this. What? Yeah. Okay. So that's this Mishnah Berura. Yischal Avim Loi Yischal. If he didn't start Birchas Krishma Chayzavim Bochu Loisam Shabol LeBeis Haknesses. By Meirev, you could be Mamsik after Shem Ami Yisrael Lord, Ratzalayim Ben Gula Letzvila, Dehaino Achasim Birkas Hashkiveinu, Balav Ochi Mamsikin Gamkein Bipsukim, Ben Zahabroche Yisro Yavsik, he can't be Mamsik. Because in the middle of Birkas Krishma, he can't be Mamsik. Now let's go further to the remote. Umikol mokim ish acher yochel lifrois al shma oilis palo ba asoro kol atvile. Now he's saying like this: you have a minion davening, and someone comes in late, And so the chasm can't say bochum. And the two ladies in the middle of Bichas Krishma, he can't do. There's another person there that's not in the middle of davening, and this person didn't. The Reuven and Shimon. Reuven came in late. Reuven is very bashful to say bochum. And Shimon is there. Shimon is not davening there. So now Shimon can say for Reuven, he can say Kaddish in bochum. The Oilam will answer Amen, then the middle of Bichas Krishma, and then and Reuven will hear his book. The Chazan is out of the picture now because he's in the middle of davening. But we have here a minion that's davening Bichas Krishma, and we have here Reuven and Shimon. And Shimon came late, and Reuven will say, "I'll say a Kaddish and Bocha for you right now. We have a minion. I'll say a Kaddish and Bocha." So that could be done. This Reuven is not in the middle of anything, so he can say for Shimon, Kaddish and Bochu, and you have your minyan. Yochel Havsi, Gotzloy me ben Gula Tzvila, Dayna Achasim, no, this is the Ramam, sorry. So, Omikol Mokim Ishach, Yochel Livrei Soshma, Eli Spala Basoy, the Chazan can't do it, the Chazan in the middle of davening, but someone else can do it. Now, now we're going to see there was such a minig that if they davened already once, and now someone else is going to say Bochu or Kedusha, it would give an impression that the first davening was not a proper davening. There was such a minig. So that is, it's shedding a bad impression on the first mispalalim. So he says like this: Mikol mokim ishacha yochel lifreis hashmar tfal basol kol atfila afilu ba'isay beis haknesses shekvar ispalalu. They davened already. Now I can go and say again, Bochu and Kedusha for the newcomers. Rak shelo yamid achazen hasheini b'amokim sha'omad horishim. We'll see, Mishnah. Well, this is speaking about, this is a shul that's only one minion. And the minion is still here. Now someone comes up and says Bochu, or says Kedusha. So it sheds a light that it seems that the first minion was not a proper minion. Now he's saying a new Bochu and a new Kedusha. The Zeo Niri Gnai L'Rishonim. So therefore, this person wants to say now for newcomers, Kaddish, Bochu, and Kedusha, he should not stand where the Chazan stood. Because if he stands where the Chazan stood and he's repeating what the Chazan said, and the minig is, this is not a shtibul that there's one minion after the other minion, it would look that the first minion wasn't Yoitze. Now, because the command comes, he goes to the Yomet, and he says, Bochu and Kedusha, everyone that's standing there, he's the second one, he says it with a nigin and with kavon and dosen. So gives it, they seem to feel, we weren't yotze the first time. Yeah, so the Gemara says further, so therefore he goes, he doesn't stand where the Chazan stood. That's showing from his actions, you had a good davening. I'm saying now for these people. V'nira li davke shadayin rishonim bebeis haknesses el sheishlimu sidra. That means this halacha that he can't stand where the Chazan stood, that's davke if you have the people who davened in the minyan, they're still around. Avol im yotzu rishonim, if everyone left already, yochel lamid haChazan ab b'mokim shom at harishon. So this is a new halacha that if this place is the normal hanhog of this place, is there just was one minyan, and these people are still here, so then this halacha, it should not look that the second one saying Bochu and Kedusha, that was the good one, and the first one was not proper. So he has to go and he shouldn't stand with the Chazan stool. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Talk to Mishnah Berurah. Yotzu Arishayinim. But what is if until the Rishayinim went out? Vuhu Adin. Imu Kviyus Shiz Paolo Bezeh Beisak Nesus Kam Apom Im Zeh Hazeh. If this shul, there's a lot of minyonim, so there's also, there's no pagam on the first minyan. Ain't paid, so you're also allowed to do it. So one of the two, if there's only one minyan in the shul, and then these people are coming in, you don't stand where the chazan is, because it looks like the first minyan was not a proper minyan. Something happened now, that was they came in, finished. Akasha Vamaisa, but it's not the normal procedure in the shul. So Kaponim, so then if you want him, and they're still here, you go someplace else, not by the Yomid. You go someplace else. So that shows this is something new. We're not in any way criticizing your davening. V'loyoy, but so now, so we said if they left already, so then they won't get insulted or degraded. So then you can stand where the chazan stood. Not only you can stand where the chazan stood, alimein chazan lachoinim, these 10 people came in, don't have a chazan, yochel afil chazan harishan, lispalo shenis, lahoitzi gam hachoinim. Now, the chazan who davened for the first minyan can say now kadosh and bochu and kedusha for the second minyan. He doesn't have to be there the whole time. So that means if this new minion came in, And they don't have a chazan, so the previous chazan can say for them kadosh yibolchu and then say kedusha. V'achar kach yam l'vnei ha'teva l'achzer ha'tvila kenoidim kol ha'kadeshim sh'achar ha'tvila. Yeah. Now, he says, but if everyone left, he could stand in the same place where the chazan was. Harishit. Now this halacha is a very interesting halacha, which is very debatable. Kosav b'mishpatei Shmuel. Shim al Rishonim, it seems from the Gemara something very, very interesting. It seems there was one minion in this place, and they davened. In Kolzman, this minion is still in the shul. If a second minion will come in now, it seems that is a, this never happened. This shul has one minyan. So it seems that by them davening now, it seems that the davening of the first minyan was not a proper davening. So therefore you have all halachas, you don't stay where the chazan was, unless everyone left. So now the Mishpat Shmuel says another halacha. Kosa be Mishpatei Shmuel. If the Rishonim took out a Sefer Torah v'Korobo, they learned in the Torah. Ein miniku lishniyim lohitzi Sefer Torah pam achers v'likreis bo. A minik, if they learned the Torah, the first ones learned the Torah, now a second minion came in, the first ones are still there, you don't take out a Sefer Torah to lane for the second minyan. Why? Why didn't you take it out? The Nosson Lazetam, Shum Mishum Pugomi Shal Sefer Torah. That means, again, the first minyan is around, and now they're taking out a Sefer Torah. So people will think the first Kriyas HaTorah, the Torah was Apostle Sefer Torah, then they're taking out a new Sefer Torah. Shema Yoimru Shemotzu Psul B'Sefer Torah Rishayna. They might think, why they're learning over again? Because the first Sefer Torah was possible. Um mitnei kach hitziu shnir. That's what they took out the second Sefer Torah. That's what they took out the seventh Deken Torah. So mamele, we can understand this a little bit. V'hafi mi Sefer Torah zu atzmei. What if they're taking out the same Sefer Torah? So you can't say it's possible. Mikol mokim shema yaimro rishonim she'acheres hi she'hitziu mishum psul shamotzo b'rishon. I'm going to say that they made such a chashash that if they're going to take out again a Sefer Torah, so here we are not speaking about the feelings of the people alone. But here we're seeking, they might think that the first Sefer Torah was possible. And even though this is the same Sefer Torah, but they might think it's a different Sefer Torah. They have two Sefer Torahs. It seems both have a blue mantle, whatever it is. So they'll think they're taking out a second Sefer Torah. And the first Sefer Torah is possible. And they want Yetzir Mitzvah Kriya Sefer Torah. If they're around. I'm going to give that. That's what the Mishpatei Shmuel says. Yeah. From a high time, Im Holchu HaRishayim Leveisim. But what is, from a male, the second minion does not lane. I'm sorry. You don't, that was such a minute. But Im Holchu HaRishayim Leveisim. But if the first minion left already, come out of a second. Ayishu Mokim Kvish Yispalu Pamayim Zecha Zeh. Ain't paid it. V'chol Zeh Mikoyach Min Holchu. This is a minute that the Mishpatei Shmuel bought. Aber mein Adin ein Schum Yisra Bechol Gavni, there's really no Yisra, Shein Loch, Shlut Gam Rishoyne, the whole thing, you don't have to be afraid, the people think that it's possible, Og Shehoya Oile Likreis Bishnim, Isha Ola Tvaba Rishoyne. The whole concept of thinking that the first Sefer Torah is possible is if you gave a person an Aliyah in one Sefer Torah, and then you take out a second Sefer Torah, and the same oil is laying in the second Sefer Torah. So then we see that the first Sefer Torah is possible. V'chol zah dafke b'ayil v'ker miyad zah chazah b'li hemsik ish b'intayim. K'moy she yisboi b'sim ikub mem dalda. But kan, shem hafsikim harbi v'gam otzi b'acher, ein lochish v'zeh l'klum. So there was such a minig, so if there was such a minig, but mainly you do it. But if there's no such minig, all this is not problematic. You have to have people who are able to explain it. Yeah, but I don't know. He says they should explain it to them. You have to be able to. I mean, people are grumbling about it. I mean, it's they didn't want to be soimich on that. See base summa. If a person is blind, afa pisha leilo ma'iris miyomo. He never saw the sun. He never saw ma'iris. Pa'iris al shma, so he can say. Now, he never derived benefit. By Havdola, someone will not say, since he doesn't derive benefit from this. But over here, he could say, but here, that what the Rabbi Shalom created, the sun and the moon, is because others see through the sun, so they'll show him what to say. A blind person can be a shliach tzibur. A kotna should not say Baruch Hu, because he's mighty the others and he's a labach yuve. I just like to mention a very interesting shaila that the Dirsha brings down, a very interesting machlokes. We have over here, we're learning this halacha, that let's say one person didn't hear Kedusha, so he or someone else says Shemayna Esrei, and he says Kedusha, and then he finishes Akel HaKadosh, and then he finishes davening quietly, and Akaponim, he was Moitzi, the other person with Kedusha. So there's a machloikis to Chashulchan Rab Shlomo Zalman Orbach. This person, who's now saying Shemein Esrei, the minute the Nusach Ashkenaz is, you say, the Shas does not say Ata Kodesh, you say Vodur Vodur. So what should this person say? What should this person say? So the old Chashulchan says that the Nusach of Vodur Vodur was Nisken by Chazoras Hashat. This is not a Chazoras Hashat. He's davening a Shemein Esrei, be Yechidus. He's davening the Shemoneh Esrei in order that someone should say Kedusha. So someone should hear Kedusha, so that's what he's davening. But he says for the Ata Kodesh. I feel according to the Minhag Ashkenaz. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Leder Leder was only said by Chazoras Hashat. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you should say Leder Leder, because Leder Leder is said after Kedusha. So whenever you say Kedusha, you say, look, you say Yimlech, Lodeh, Lodeh, Halleluka, then you say, Lodeh, Lodeh, Nagid, Godlecha. So B'meila, so Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the Lodeh, Lodeh is always said after Kedusha. So since I said a Kedusha, you say Lodeh, Lodeh. So there's a Machleika called Chashulchan, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, Albach, and Minig Ashkenaz, what do you say after the Kedusha if you're saying it for one person?